Twist. Hello?
Mr. President?
Yes.
On the Warren Commission report, there's a good deal coming on the tickers now, and it suggests that we may be well advised not to wait till tomorrow to get out a reaction from you. Because in addition to working on whether Oswald did it and Ruby did it, on the whole accepting those findings, they give a good deal of attention to the fact that the report wraps the Secret Service and the FBI and says your doctor should be with you always, and that kind of thing. And goes on to say that some of it is directed that it can be read as meaning that they're giving you warnings and you an indication of, and that the Secret Service needs to be jacked up. I think to get this away from you and to get it into business, it may be worthwhile to appoint a committee today and have George Reedy get it out with the 6:30 deadline, which is on the report itself. I've talked to Douglas Dillon about it. He feels the same way. Now, what they recommend, I don't know how much time you've had to look at it.
No, I haven't looked at it.
Is a committee of cabinet members, including the Secretary of the Treasury and the Attorney General, for the National Security Council. Now, I don't think you ought to put the whole council in charge, because that brings in the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense. But I think you can appoint a committee, and my own suggestion would be, after some reflection, Secretary of the Treasury, the Acting Attorney General, the Director of CIA, and someone from the White House, and as I said in my memo the other day, I think probably from the sort of official point of view, it ought to be me, although I think the real question of what the Secret Service does and how it goes about its business ought to be done by someone who's with you all the time. So my recommendation would be that we get George to put out the fact that you have reviewing these recommendations and have asked that they be supervised and their execution, specific recommendations for their execution be developed for you by a cabinet-level committee consisting of those four men, and get that out tonight, because otherwise there'll be a half day anyway of people saying that these recommendations are aimed at you, and it'll look as if we weren't doing something about it. And I think it also quite important that George Berkeley be conspicuously near you, even at some risk of inconvenience to you, because it's not the kind of headline we want to fuss around with if you don't let your doctor get near you. It's an irritating kind of thing, because it does damage the processes. The Secret Service are not as smart and up-to-date as they ought to be. How to get them that way is going to be a real problem. Bromley Smith said that if he were Chief Rowley, he'd just read this report and resign, but I'm afraid that's not about to happen, or even that we want it to happen. I played with the idea of adding to this committee people who've been in the office of Secretary of the Treasury and Attorney General before, like Rogers and Anderson, but I think that maybe builds it up a little too much. I think we might have trouble lining them all up anyway as fast as we need to act. Now, this can wait till tomorrow, but as I say, I advise against it because I think there's real advantage in your picking it up promptly and dumping it in the lap of a few other people so that it doesn't come back to you directly for a while. How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't know enough. I don't know what it is they say. I haven't read it, and I didn't get the impression that that it was as drastic as you indicated.
Well, I didn't either until I began to see the take on the tickers, but there are quite a lot of things in that are going to hit the headlines in terms of critical attention to the Secret Service reporting, and here's Merriman Smith's lead, for example. The commission wrapped Secret Service, FBI, and State Department procedures, which allowed Oswald to be in the right place at the right time. Bipartisan panel found no evidence of any conspiracy, but in its trenchant criticism of the security given Kennedy, the commission said there was insufficient liaison and coordination between the FBI and the Secret Service. called for an immediate and substantial increase in protection of the president and a complete overhaul of Secret Service facilities for advanced detection of potential threats. Urged appointment of a cabinet committee to oversee all presidential protection legislation to make assassination a federal offense. The commission goes on then about specific events of the survey. And a lengthy set of conclusions. The report focused criticism more on sins of omission than of commission. The report highly critical of newspaper, radio, and television representatives for overcrowding the Dallas jail. The report cited breach of discipline by some members of the Secret Service. First, the recommendation, the basic one, is assignment to a special cabinet committee or the National Security Council of responsibility for reviewing and overseeing protective activities of the Secret Service. Commission thought that it was necessary to follow up on the suggestion it be taken from the Secret Service and assigned to the FBI or another agency. Commission thought this should be made, determination be made by the President and Congress. Complete overhaul of Secret Service facilities, improve Secret Service protective measures, and they want to, incidentally, that recommendation is not for more people near you, but for more Secret Service people to be able to go out in the field and to follow up leads, suspicious cases, generally to check the kind of thing that would have led to people keeping an eye on Oswald, which they never do, never have done really in any serious way before. So we will get a sort of what's the president going to do about it fairly fast. And as I say, I don't think the world comes to an end if we wait 24 hours, but I think we gain something by acting on it today.
What do they recommend the cabinet committee do?
Should be assigned the responsibility of reviewing and overseeing the protective activities of the Secret Service and the other federal agencies that assist in safeguarding the president. Once given this responsibility, such a committee would ensure that the maximum resources of the federal government are fully engaged in the task of protecting the president and would provide guidance in defining the general nature of foreign and domestic dangers to presidential security. Now, I don't myself now propose to establish that formal committee, but rather that you appoint a committee to review the recommendations and to ensure that those which are ready for ripe action are promptly brought to you for action, and generally speaking, to act for you in getting cracking on these recommendations. I don't think you want to be pinned into an approval of every recommendation, but I don't think you want to leave a hiatus in which it looks as if you weren't acting on it. And the device of appointing a committee today is simply a way of getting the thing going so that some of these things can be done fairly quickly. The improvements in Secret Service procedures, some of those things are going on now. Some of the people on the commission have thought there ought to be a supplemental appropriation right away. I don't think the congressional leadership will want that, or that you ought to want that myself, although Gary Ford is said to want it very much. To get some of these additional investigators going.
He wants some for Goldwater, that's what he wants.
Well, I don't know whether I don't see anything for Goldwater in this, do you?
Yeah, if you can get enough agitation stirred up. They've got bills to extend it to all of them.
Get what?
They have bills introduced to include them, you know.
Include who?
Goldwater.
Oh, guarding them.
Yeah.
Well, there's no hint of that in this report. Nothing whatever about guarding candidates in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that's...
You want me to check with Clark Clifford how he feels about it, or check with anybody else?
Oh, he might be a good one, though, to go on if they appoint somebody. He's been with the president a good deal, you know, and
he's currently the head of your foreign intelligence advisory thing. He gets a little bit of criticism for being a partisan advisor rather than a nonpartisan one. But in fact, he's a very sensible, long headed, helpful fellow, as you all know. I'd be a little inclined at this stage. You had an advisory commission, the Warren Commission of Distinguished Citizens. I think there's some advantage in bringing the operation within the executive branch. If you were going to go outside, then I would think Clifford, and I think Anderson, and I think, in a sense, this fellow Rogers, who...
Trouble is, I'm afraid some of these fools will get a hold of it and just go to recommending more Secret Service. And my own judgment is they endanger me more than protect me now.
Well, I think I think the problem about... That's why I think it's terribly important to keep it under your own control and to appoint people, really, that are... That's one reason. I don't believe myself that what you need is more Secret Service around you. I do think there's a need for more people who pay attention to this problem of what kind of people are dangerous and where might they be dangerous. And what I really think myself is that the Secret Service needs an injection of brains at the top and that they just don't have it. But how to get that in a tactful, diplomatic, and effective way is very much of a different question.
Let me think about it and call you back. If you don't hear from me, we'll just let it go till I come in tomorrow night.
All right,
if I do, I'll call you back.
Okay.